a lot of times these proponents of law gospel reductionism will be functioning, as you've been saying, with just basically two uses of the law. A first use that keeps people in check, and then a second use that convicts of sin. But there is no third function. There's no use of the law in the life of the Christian because he simply doesn't need it. But then they realize, but there's got to be some kind of content. So then they start coming up with creative ways to try to kind of sneak it back in. And one of the ways that this has happened, and this is proposed by a guy named William Lazarus, 20th century theologian, he suggested something called the second use of the gospel. And so he would say the first use of the gospel frees us from our sin, and the second use of the gospel is what directs us into our life. And what's so ironic about this is that in their zeal to try to elevate the gospel and talk about a second use of the gospel, they're actually diminishing the gospel, because a second use of the gospel that tells you something is by definition law. Because any direction that's given me guidance or forming me, that's the work of the law, not the gospel. The gospel is simply the word that says, you are forgiven, you are my child, it's done. That's gospel. And anytime you want to make the gospel do something like shape you or lead you or motivate you or give you ideas, you're really talking about a function of the law. But you see, the problem is they can't say that because they've already written the law off as all negative, and so they're forced to try to come up with a second use of the gospel. So tragically, they're introducing law elements into what should be pure gospel. So the pure gospel is lost. It's sacrificed because of their inability to call law what it is.